Yes.
Yes, here we are.
Here we are again.
Can I do the theme song?
I think you should. Yes, that's right. Dan Cohen is back.
Back, baby.
He's back from his national tour. Well, international tour, yeah. Really. But mostly national tour, because we did a podcast after you got back from Europe.
We did.
Wait. And we did yeah, one. We did one in Norway.
When Chris
and,
came over.
Yeah, and then we did one in my house as I was moving. And now we're doing one here in the new place I'm living in my barn.
It's a nice barn.
It is a nice barn.
It's lovely. Yeah, I think I've been home 9 days since April 13th.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Yeah.
God, think all the money you must have made.
I know. No, one of my roommates was like, well, yeah, man, you make some good money. I'm like, no, lost a lot of money. Really, quite a bit.
It was actually just a really expensive, incredibly unpleasant vacation. Oh, vacation. Yeah, I don't have a job, though, so really it was just awful.
What do you do? I'm unemployed. Yes, my car is filled with my papers.
I had my briefcase with my papers, my business papers. And what do you do, Mr. Lebowski? I'm currently unemployed. Yeah, it is tough, man. We're getting ready to go to New York this week, you and I, to play for Fox News.
Yeah.
Which I talked about last week when I did my first solo podcast.
Nice.
But yeah, it's kind of a head trip. And then I'm headed to L.A.
I'm curious, really, to see what happens if...
It's going to be innocuous, you know? He's a non-confrontational guy.
Just like in the back of my mind, there's some offhand comment made by somebody about healthcare or immigrants or something.
Well, the good news is it's a taped show. Well, good news for them. It would be far more fun if it were at a live show. Yeah. I would really prefer that. I wonder if Fox does any real live shows. I guess some of their group/news.
You would think that they could, because it's pretty predictable.
Yeah, I mean, you know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
As I said last week, the inverse is true. MSNBC is no better.
Oh, no.
I agree with some of their positions more, but they're not a news organization
also,
at all.
Also, where the hell's Rachel Maddow?
Is she gone?
Well, she's had the night off for like a week and a half. There's a lot of shit that's been going on in the world.
Maybe she's got chlamydia.
I hadn't thought of that. Obvious as it is, I had not thought of chlamydia.
I'm not sure why that would keep her from being on the air other than the obvious itching.
Yeah, the discomfort.
The discomfort and...
Well,
irritation.
Maybe it's chlamydia combined with something else, like a tapeworm.
Right.
Yeah. This is gross.
Or it could just be, she might be on vacation.
She may be on vacation.
She might be just enjoying herself. Wow, look at those waveforms. They are tiny.
They're a very little fish.
I'm a little anxious about that.
You think we should check it?
Yeah, let's check
should
it.
We stop and check?
Now it is.
Now it is. Okay.
That was definitely loud enough.
That was... plenty loud.
We paused the podcast here, folks, to make sure that our levels were okay in my new little area, and they were okay.
Yes, there's copious amounts of blood coming out of my ears yes, now, too.
If 180 dBs is okay, they were more than sufficient.
Yes.
Jeez. Anyway.
So we're going to do Mike Huckabee, then you're going to go to L.A.
Yeah.
And play for this.
I'm playing a thing. Playing a couple songs for a thing. And then September, I'm not gigging any. I don't know if you are.
I'm going to be walking.
Yeah, you're going to be doing a lot. We'll get to that. We're going to get to the walking.
Oh, we're going
to
cover that?
Oh, yeah. That's important.
Okay.
People want to know about that.
I did not know that people were that starved for entertainment.
Well, if they're listening to this, they're obviously...
Good point.
They have myriad issues.
And thank you all.
And thank you so very much. Our sponsors, thank you. Sponsored today by the Beatles. There's a Beatles book over there, so I just read the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. Kind of the way I sound check.
Yeah. Tell the kids about that.
Oh, you know, everybody sound checks. They're like, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, check, 2, check. And then some people make a little joke and they're like, Czechoslovakia, check into cash. But I just got bored with that whole thing, so I just say stuff that I see, eyes, hair, microphone, black, speaker, TV, yellow, harmonica.
Just I Spy, leather, basically.
Wall, boobies, whatever, whatever's out there.
Where did you see boobies?
That I did not
just
actually
in your mind's
see.
Eye.
Yeah.
It just
yeah.
flash across
things
every 30
I see
seconds.
Or want to see, I guess. Yes.
The secret.
Hey, were those? Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, but then in October, we are headed to Norway and doing like almost four full weeks in Scandinavia, in Norway. I think we may do a show in Sweden.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's supposed to be getting pieced together. But we're doing the Svalbard and Hailing Rock. And I was going to put those dates on my calendar last week, and I did not because I didn't do it. But I will do it.
Do it.
At some point before they happen, probably.
Yeah, I'd love to know where we're playing.
I'll get you. Dude, don't do me like that. You get your itineraries.
You remember when I got my itinerary last time?
Right before we left?
Yeah. Right before we got on the plane.
I'm sorry. Did you need to know where you were going before the airport?
I don't need to know. My mother needs to know. Apparently,
well, she can look on jaseeverett.com because the dates were all there.
But she has questions if we're staying at reputable hotels.
Now we're just flopping on couches, Mrs. Cohen. That's the way I like to roll.
Yeah.
We're always at reputable places. I just,
dude.
No, I'm going to go back to where
I was. You know, I've been
a
little busy.
You have been busy. And anyway, I'm going to go back to the way I was before where I was like, I think I'm going to be out of the country for like, and people are like, when? I'm like, I like October till maybe December or March.
You know what?
I don't know.
I'm going to get you the dates tomorrow.
Damn it.
Tomorrow.
Really?
No, I'm not going to get you an itinerary because I haven't booked all the travel yet.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have any money to book the travel right now. So I'm waiting on some of that to get lined up.
Yeah.
And then our corporate sponsor, the Beatles, are apparently going to chip in.
Well, I hope so.
Due to the smashing success of this podcast. The Beatles, a music group. Check it out.
So how have you been, Chase? What's going on?
I'm been good.
All right?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm all right. Played last week in Colorado. Jacques played lead guitar. I can tell you don't listen to the podcast when you're not on it. Of course,
I
you probably
don't
listen
to
it when you're on it.
When
either.
I am on it.
All right.
Not that.
That's not like you.
Well, I know. Normally, if it's involving me, I'm very interested in it. But I want to hear all about it.
Right. But not so much this.
No. It's a bridge too far, I think, just listening to yourself talk, isn't it?
I got a lot of Ruth, our friend Ruth from LA, when she listened to this podcast, she posted, "Wow, it's amazing you were able to just talk to yourself for 40 minutes straight without really any
it's
interruption."
It's not, though. Is it? I mean,
I don't know why she was impressed, but
yeah.
Yeah, I can go for hours.
I figured there would probably be some things that would be better about that. You really get on a roll.
I don't know.
No?
I think you're genuinely funnier. I don't know.
I haven't listened.
Well, you'll have to give us a rating. We're on the iTunes now.
Oh, yeah.
You can go to iTunes and look up Talking Into Microphones under podcasts, and you will find this podcast. So you can download it for free, stream it for free from iTunes, obviously. So do that. Tell your friends. We don't know why, but we'd sure like this to get really popular so that we can prove that people like stuff for no reason, even if it has no value.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It's an ideological thing for us more
exactly.
than anything
else. Exactly.
Anything else.
Exactly.
To prove a point. Help us prove a point.
So tell us about being... You were gone for a long time, man. You were gone the whole month of July into August. How did the dates
gone.
Go?
I think I drove 10,000 miles, 10 or 11,000 miles since, yeah.
And how many shows were in those 10,000 miles?
30, maybe.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
And oddly enough, there was a lot of space in between them. So it was pretty good. I got some good quotes out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a lot of dates, man. That's playing almost every night, yeah?
Well, no.
Well, you were gone like...
It was a long time.
A little over a month, and you played 30 shows.
Oh, I was counting the Northeast run as well.
Ah.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
All right.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so in New York, this lady was walking by me. You know how in New York, like, you're always hearing stuff, but you don't even get any kind of contextual, you don't get any context at all.
Right.
And you don't even get the whole phrase. So she walks by and she's I just hear, a deranged slut. That's all she said.
Right.
Then.
Just for a number?
No, she was fat.
No, I mean the chick she was talking about.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Then this maid at the Pronghorn Inn said, I didn't mean to do it on purpose.
Didn't mean to do it on purpose.
Yes.
Well, yes. All right.
And then I was in my brother's basement, and he had about 867 cases of wine in his basement. And I said, is that all wine? And he said, no, there's some chocolate. And then this guy in a meeting said, this was one of my favorite ones. Oh, and then my mom said at some point in Tucson, she said, because I brought my mom with me on tour, which is very rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Sure. Absolutely.
You bring your mom on tour.
Well, if your grandmother's not available.
I saw my grandma. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
good.
Saw
good.
Grandma too. Yeah. You're
a fucking animal.
Saw the whole family actually. But at some point in Tucson, mom said, I'm depressed and I can't get up.
Wow.
Which I thought was
how long have you guys been on the road when she'd reached that conclusion?
Oh. I don't think she was really depressed. I think she was talking about another time in her life. Oh, and in an AA meeting, this guy said, this program has literally saved my life, and I hope it comes close to saving all of yours, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it's totally cool. In fact, I hope all of you die.
I hope it almost.
But I hope it's like a real nail-biter till the end. I want your families to have a lot of hope right before you dash those hopes to tiny pieces.
I hope this program almost saves your life.
Golly. So that, you know, we're recording this the day after the Robin Williams news, which we don't have to get into deeply because this is supposed to be fun and amusing, and that's not very fun or amusing. But
no.
But wow, what a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy obviously had some serious demons, fought him for a long time. But
well, and comedians, as we know, are dark.
Yeah, they are.
They are dark,
yeah, they
tortured.
They make musicians look like very well-balanced people.
Yeah, and they often have substance abuse issues and depression and mental, you know, that's the other side of the coin.
Yeah, yeah.
But
manic depression, man.
But as you pointed out, it just goes to show that you don't know what's going on with people when they...
I hardly know what's going on with myself half the time.
Yeah.
You know, I'll look
quite
back.
Quite honestly, people ask me, how are you? And I think that I'm saying the truth when I say, oh, I'm fine. I believe that is true.
Right.
And it may not even be true.
Yeah. Well, and also, they don't really want to know. I mean, do you want somebody to go, oh, my God, dude, my life is so wrecked right now. Let me tell you about it. First of all, and you're like, oh, Jesus, why did I ask this guy? Does he not understand social constructs at all? You know, you don't really want to know. But yeah, there were so many people on social media yesterday and last night talking about it, and it's always funny because there's almost immediately a backlash. It's like, why does everybody care just because somebody famous? It's like, because we all kind of knew him. He had a place in our consciousness. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
You know, so it's like obviously none of us knew him, but we had a relationship with him, and this happened to him, and it's shocking, It's hard to believe.
Yeah. That's an interesting point about celebrity and these. I was interested in a lot of the firsthand, very brief encounters, but firsthand encounters that I heard about on social media. People were like, he helped me fix a bicycle. And this one guy who was an airplane steward, not, what do they call him?
Steward?
Yeah.
Flight attendant.
He said on a first-class flight to Australia, Robin Williams was a perfect gentleman and lovely the whole time, which is rare for the pointy end of the aircraft.
Right. Right. Yeah, all I heard were positive stories. There's a guy, that Australian guy that I'm friends with on Facebook, and I think we've met before, but he had a really cool interaction with him, and then I was really melancholy about it. It was really, really made me sad because I was thinking about his family, his kids, and it's just like, damn it, man, damn it.
Yeah.
And but I was checking him out, watching some stand up, and I ran across this video of him with Coco, the gorilla.
Oh my God.
Where they have a little tickle fight. It's so great.
Wow.
Because, you know, he always joked about how he's hairy like a gorilla and everything. And and the two of them together, they just were having a, and it was just beautiful, man. I mean, there's nothing funny about it. It's just, he was a great dude, a great talent, and it's a son of a bitch that happened. So hug your people. And people that are depressed really aren't choosing to be. They really aren't just wallowing and being lazy.
They are not. They have a mental condition. And it's a condition that tells you this shouldn't be going on, and nothing's really wrong with you. You're just being weak or something like that.
Yeah, and then you have people in your life that reinforce that fiction. And I grew up with that kind of mentality of, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and be a man, suck it up. And I still have some of that mentality in reference to myself. But I try not to have it towards other people because it's just, man, you do not know what's going on in somebody's head and heart, man, or what's going on in their family.
It shows, I think about the you know, Middle East vets, the Iraq vets and Afghanistan vets coming back and those suicide PTSD. Numbers. Yeah, because of that same kind of mentality of, like, not wanting to go to
Of course,
if you're, you know, a vet in the United States, even if you wanted to go to a psychiatrist, you'd have to wait for 8 months to get an appointment.
Well, you don't really deserve medical care just for being shot at.
Yeah, all you did was risk your life for this country.
Hmm. Yeah, this is a very non-funny podcast so far, but
now we're getting into some shit.
We're just gearing up for Mike
Huckabee. Rachel Maddow's chlamydia and Robin Williams and just getting in there.
So I don't have a bunch of new news or anything. I just knew that you were back in town. I wanted to have dinner with you. Dan's over here at the family compound.
We're going to have steaks.
Yes, we are. We're in southeast central Tennessee outside of Nashville. Southeast central middle Tennessee. It's about 45 minutes outside
of
Nashville.
GPS coordinates.
I would really rather you didn't put those out there. You would.
That's a bad idea, isn't
it? Family compound is just that. Family only, man. So we're gonna grill some food, and I just want to welcome Dan back to Tennessee, and I'm pretty excited about Dan's new fitness routine that he's decided he's gonna start.
I'm gonna walk
in the morning. You're gonna start in the morning.
I'm gonna walk in the morning and then do something else later in the day. Weights, light weights, something like that. Bassam's gonna help me.
Oh God.
I know, but.
Well, it's just he's a bulk builder. He wants to be massive. And
yeah,
that
but
is
he knows
not...
how to do other stuff. That's what he does. But he's very knowledgeable.
Well, he's a freaking doctor, so.
Yes.
He does know about the human body.
Are you okay? Jace is making very strange sinus faces.
Yeah,
last time he made faces like this, the description that you gave was that fire ants were crawling around inside of your head and trying to get out.
I was really sick at that point, I think.
Yes.
So obviously we must have been on the road about to do a show.
Yes, exactly. We were. Yes.
No, I just was fighting off a sneeze. I didn't want to sneeze right into the microphone here.
Oh.
Dude. I mean, that's what I take Teddy when I've got him, and we do 2 miles in the morning. As soon as I get up and have one of my vegetable shakes, and then we do like 2 miles.
Yes.
And then I come back and I'll do push-ups and sit-ups and stuff like that, and then sometimes. Not like a couple of days a week, I actually go to the gym in the afternoon. And then when Teddy's not with me, I usually run a mile and a half or so around the neighborhood, and then I go to the gym.
I would love to run.
I can't do it either.
I really
can't. I can do it on a treadmill, but it just shreds my...
Even on an elliptical, my hips and knees and ankle. And part of that is just because I haven't done it.
Now, part of that, because it's not really that good for you.
No.
You know, there's like a running technique you're supposed to do that isn't really easy. You're basically supposed to run on, I think, your toes and balls of your feet almost completely.
I've heard about running on your toes and balls, and it doesn't sound. First of all, it sounds really painful.
Well, there's a numbing.
Difficult.
There's a numbing. As you get older, it becomes increasingly less difficult to put your toes on your balls. So, you know, for the passerby, it's certainly difficult to watch. But you just put a little Bengay on there and get to going.
So the toes and balls, is that similar to the rolling of the feet on the outside? Remember that? Or was that like an 80s craze?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that at all. That's a terrible thing to do. Who does that?
You know, like, you've seen the, I'm doing a,
oh, the power walk, the power walking look. Yeah.
Oh, God, well, that looks painful.
That's what I do with the dog, because he can't go 2 miles running. He could do like the first half mile. Shit, I probably couldn't either. But we walk about 5 miles an hour.
Just, yeah,
which is basically a pretty good jog.
It is,
and we just
yeah.
and we just.
I mean, I walk today. I was walking in a pretty fair clip, and it was like 3.5 miles an hour.
You doing a treadmill or something?
No, just around the Greenway.
Ah, well, there's gorgeous. There was a cool app that I downloaded,
and because it's around the golf course, you get to see a lot of horrible golf shots being played out, and feel superior to those people.
Yeah, that's true.
When I say you, I mean me.
And that's what you, yeah, because I wouldn't feel superior at all. I'd be like, oh, I know, buddy. I know. I'm sorry.
Go just walking and be like, woo, really risky there on that chip.
What, you say that to them as you're going by?
No.
You should. Nice shot, you schmuck. Does your husband play, sir? Give him some of those nuggets.
Because people like that.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they're out there failing. They really want a... asshole power walking. You need to get a shitty dog to go with you and then make those comments.
And some athletic socks that I pull all the way up.
All the way up?
To my knees.
Hey, do you have the cat back?
I do have the cat back.
Yeah?
The cat, I went through Tucson. She was out with my folks' place in Tucson. And I hadn't seen her since April 13th or whatever it was. And she's like, oh, this faggot again. Great. Terrific. But then, like, by about 2 days, she was like, yeah, all right. I guess he's okay. At which point, I left again.
Right.
And then I came back through, and once again, she's like, what's it going to be this time? And at that point, I shoved her into a pet container and put her in the car and drove her from Tucson to Nashville, which took 3 days.
Good Lord.
It is on the Google Maps thing. If you put it in, it says 1 day and 1 hour. That's how long the drive is.
Wow. 26 hours.
No, 1 day and 1 hour.
Oh, so 25 hours.
Yes.
Sorry. I don't know why the hell I said 20, because there's 25 hours in a day.
Yeah.
358 days a year.
You were talking about the time change.
13 months in a, in a week.
13 months in a decade.
I'm good at math.
So, yeah, cat's back. She's happy.
Good.
Yeah.
The boy's glad to see her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope they remember to keep the damn door.
I put up new signs.
Okay, good. Good. And what else? I really got nothing going on this week. Oh, Jack starts, he moves into the dorms next week, my son.
That's
starts
awesome.
College next Tuesday. Classes aren't for another week. But
I thought he was going to live at home.
No.
That would be ridiculous.
Well, it's, you know, it's not college. You know, you need to go live in the dorm and
oh, I know.
Live the life and do the thing, man. I mean, it's I think you'll be a better student for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you just cuz it you got to dive in. Whatever you're going to do, just freaking do it.
Yes.
Don't pussyfoot around.
But what if you really want to dive into indecision?
Well, you know, that is an ethos. I know some people who've really gotten into that, and boy, they are killing it. They are seriously not doing anything, and that was apparently their objective.
Oh, and I've been doing this.
Oh, the bass.
I've been playing my new
Mustang bass.
White Fender Mustang bass. With a hideous tortoiseshell pickguard.
What? Now, why is that hideous? Fuck you.
I hate all tortoiseshell pickguards. Listen, out there, people, if you are playing a guitar with a tortoiseshell pick guard. You were doing something wrong.
So wait, now I got to change this pick guard to go on the road with you?
Only if you want to not be a twat.
What's the deal with tortoiseshell pick guard? No tortoises were like harmed.
That's what's so ironic. I love tortoises.
Oh, that wouldn't be ironic. If you know this is just plastic, it's just colored. It wasn't really on a tortoise at
any
point.
You mean no tortoises?
Exactly. So if you can love a tortoise and love tortoise shell items because they're not actually made from tortoise shells anymore. So I don't understand your.
I think it's ugly. I don't like it.
You think it's ugly and you don't like it? I think you're ugly.
I don't know how else to put it. I think it's ugly and I don't like it. I can just keep saying it, I guess.
I guess I'll go get in the market. Well, I'm replacing these pickups
anyway.
Since
when does it matter what I think about what guitars look like? I don't like the way my guitar looks. It's white. I don't like white guitars.
No, this one's white as well.
Ugh. Fech.
What color guitar do you like? Don't say red. Don't say a red.
I like black.
All right.
I like red.
You like red?
I don't like blue guitars. I don't like white guitars.
I don't like blue guitars, and I don't like red guitars. I don't mind a red Gretsch, but I don't like SGs. To me, are the ugliest guitars ever made by people or used by people.
I don't mind the color, but SGs are ugly.
But like a red Strat, super lame to me.
Well, if it's bright red,
red with that white pick guard, it's just kind of like, really, dude. Yeah. Looks like you're playing a Coke can. I don't really care for it.
A Coke can.
Well, it's just, it's that all-American red, white, and boring. Yeah. I don't really care for it. What else have you got? What news have you got? This podcast is fairly tedious, I'm feeling. So what else have you got?
Started off well, seemed like. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad?
I don't know. I'm not going to listen to it.
That's true. You don't care. I'm trying to build an empire of podcasts here.
Yes, and part of that is my not caring.
That's true.
It's going to be difficult to tell how important my total lack of caring is.
I seem to have a lot of people in my life where like a just not giving a fuck is kind of their whole
ethos.
That's what they bring to the table. That and indecision. And then I just take those raw materials, polish those turds.
You may be right. I don't know. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're right, though. You could be right. I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm ambivalent about it, really. Are you doing any gigs or anything September, August here in town? In Nashburg?
No.
You going to write some songs?
My brother encouraged me to write. He encouraged
you and I to write.
Writing to go all on, which I think is a great idea. Because you and I haven't actually written a song together.
Well, just for the record, I'm not writing songs these days.
No? You're just building up life experience?
Exactly. And then when a certain magic day comes to pass in the next month or two, then I will probably have a flood of songs that will come out almost immediately.
Yes?
I don't know.
I'm very excited.
I'm just hopeful.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just hopeful. I'm dying over here.
Yeah. Oh, look at Teddy. Teddy wants to come in.
Hey, Teddy. Come on. You haven't been on the podcast in a while.
Teddy, what's up, mister? Hey, buddy.
God, if you guys could. I put a video of Teddy and Jasmine up on the Facebook today as they fought over a stuffed toy.
Oh, yeah.
Like wild animals.
Schnauzers gone wild.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, training killer schnauzers. That's a little hacky. Come here, buddy.
Oh, I have to say, there are two new books out that I want to put a plug in.
Okay.
For one is my father's book, which is called A Place to Read.
Right. The book itself is called A Place to Read.
Yeah. Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen.
And I think it's now available for Kindle.
It is. It is available on Amazon.com. There's a Kindle version, which I purchased last evening.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
So go to what's his all this fricassee I scribble? Is it on that or where does he have a website or is that just his
I'm
blog?
Not sure.
You know what I'll do? I'll put up on my Facebook page and on Twitter links to the book for Michael Cohen's book. He's an amazing guy, and I've read some of his really short stuff, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
What's
this? This is a collection of essays. It's old.
Right.
Yeah.
And spanning like what kind of time frame?
All kinds of stuff. But the stories go from his childhood, you know, early, and it's all sort of bound together with this idea of, you know, a literary life, a life with books. You know,
yeah, Dan's father. Letters. Dan's father was a college university professor of literature for his career.
Yeah.
And so.
But these, I mean, he writes about golf and the death penalty and birds and Frida Kahlo and my getting hit by a truck and all.
Oh, that's right.
There's all kinds of stuff in there.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was on the blurb.
Yeah.
Talked about Frida Kahlo and the near death of his son. And so what's the other? We'll put that up on my Facebook page, on Twitter, on Dan's Facebook page, so you guys can get a link to go buy that book. Check it out. Great man, great writer, Michael Cohen. So we'll put that up.
The other book is my brother's new book.
Good Lord, man.
Well, it's actually, he edited it. It's by George Lippard.
Okay.
Lippard? Lippard? I don't know how to say it. It's called The Killers.
Mm-hmm.
An
is
account.
It about the band?
No, it's okay. About something that happened in Philadelphia. I've just read the beginning of it. I haven't read that much of it yet. I have
tell him clap hands, stomp feet?
Yes. I thought it was a nice segue into that.
All right. That's cool.
Anyway. Edited The Killers, George Lippard, edited by Matt Cohen and Edley Wong. You remember meeting Edley Wong?
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say that Think Like a Freak, the new Freakonomics book,
is it good?
Is very good.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
It's very good.
There's my favorite podcast out there.
Yeah.
I think it's pushed my son to want to get a degree in economics. That's how much he likes that podcast.
Stuff. They got really kind of, not preachy exactly, but the first couple of books are very much like, here's the data, here's what it looks like, you know, sort of not passive exactly, but not totally. Anyway, the new book is very much like, maybe you can take this information and go out and make changes in your life and blah, blah, blah. Here's right. how you do it. They're really very much like,
I think the podcast. I think the podcast really changed things for those guys. Cause,
I think so too.
Because Dubner, I think, is the pure economist and a little less, little less giving a damn about the people of the world other than his own family, which is fine because he's a great economist. But the other guy, I think, is a little more empathetic and wanting to take these things in a place. It's the podcast is great. If you guys don't listen to that podcast, you should. Freakonomics Radio. It comes out once a week and it is great.
Yeah. And a lot of this is drawn from podcast episodes. Yeah. But there's a bunch of new stuff. And I didn't know they were doing their own experiments now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the one about the terrorist thing, I think that was in the last book. Where they did the,
yes.
They did an experiment not only on those people but on the readers of the book.
Yeah.
I mean that was pretty heady stuff.
Yeah, and then they've done a new one, relatively new, I guess, where people have various decisions they need to be made in their lives: new job, should I break up with my boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yes, you should.
Yes. Should I move to Libya?
Absolutely
and
not.
Learn to make shoes.
Yes.
But they've basically signed up with Levitt and Dubner, and these guys flip a coin. Well, they don't flip a coin, but it's like an algorithm, a computer algorithm that decides yes or no. And then these people, based on this decision, go out and change whatever make. And I think they said that 20 or 30% had actually stuck with it. And then they check back in with them at 2 months, 6 months, you know, a year. See how it's going. So they're still, they don't have a lot of raw
YOLO
data. Yeah, they're just like, oh, JD. They're just compiling data still, but that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, why not?
Well, I mean, decision making, when it comes down to it, you weigh all these possibilities, pros and cons.
And eventually it really is a damn coin toss.
Yeah.
And so many of the decisions you think you're making, you aren't. Those decisions were already made in your gene pool, let alone in your childhood. You know, I mean, that whole notion of free will is a bit more than just a misnomer.
Yeah.
Did you read that Sam Harris book,
Free Will? We think of ourselves as being very practical and weighing all the odds. Like,
of course.
We'll go back. But I look at like my decision to move to Nashville. I was kind of like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's go there. That was my John Mulaney voice.
Yeah, we are not a wise and prudent species by any stretch. Yeah, that's for sure. Now, have you read that Sam Harris book, Free Will?
No.
It's really good. If you don't go into it with the right mindset, it can also be really depressing.
Yeah.
Because it basically says there isn't any.
Yeah.
Go on with your day. But it points it out in a way that's not depressing. So it's like, yes, you're still an individual. You still make decisions. You're not just an amoeba.
Yeah.
But also, don't shit yourself.
You know? Yeah.
So you're a little bit of an amoeba.
Yeah, a little bit.
Or at least a paramecium.
Oh, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, what's we should. On? It's probably tedious. And we should go grill some steaks.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Drink some Soda Pops.
Yeah.
And play with Teddy. All right, guys, this is Jay Severett.
And Dan Cohen.
And this is Talking Into Microphones, episode number 7. And we'll be back with number 8 whenever we are.
Bye.
See you later.